Just one question. Question was asked in a synagogue. Where is the most opportune place to situate the bima? That would be where the hazan stands and prays from. So actually this was asked by the Chatam Sofer in the Shelot in Teshuvot Chedek Aleph or the Chaim Siman Chafchet. Actually the case over there was that you had a bit Knesset that they wanted to make it bigger. They wanted to make it more seats. So they wanted to take the Bima and they wanted to bring it up closer to the Aron in order to add more seating. So they asked the Chatam Sofer, is that permissible to move the Bima closer? So he says that there's a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimal, and a Rama in Ora Chaim Siman Kof Nun that say clearly the bima should be placed in the middle of the synagogue in order that everybody can hear the hazan equally. However, the Kesef Mishneh comes along and explains that that's in a case where you have a big kahal, or you have a big synagogue. But if, let's say, you have a small synagogue and not that many people, you're allowed to place the bima closer to the Aron in order to, let's say, fit more seats and things like that, because we're not worried about hearing the hazan. Everybody's going to be able to hear the hazan. However, the Chatam Sofer said a very big chidush. He said the bima of a Bet Knesset has a din of a mizbeach. It's like an altar. After all, on Sukkot, for example, we walk around and make hakafot around the bima, which is similar to what they did in the times of the Beit HaMikdash. They used to make hakafot around the mizbeach. Furthermore, he says, we read the korbanot on the bima. The hazan gets up and reads the korbanot, for example, like we do every day. So therefore, he says, where was the mizbeach situated in the Beit HaMikdash? Well, in Masechet Shekalim, we learned that it was actually placed in the center of the hechal, which means the hechal was, let's say, 40 amot long. So they would place it about the 20 amah spot right in the center. So therefore, if the bima is to correspond to the mizbeach of the Beit HaMikdash, so the bima should specifically be placed in the center of the synagogue. And he wants to say that which the Kesef Mishneh said, that you can move it up, that's talking about where, let's say, you built the synagogue originally like that, where you want to put it in front. But l'chatechila, he says you should place it, again, I repeat, l'chatechila, he says you should place it in the center of the synagogue in order that all the people can hear. It seems in our synagogue, we're not so careful on this. If you see, take a poll of the synagogues that we have, a lot of them are placed towards the front. Again, we have to rely on the Kesef Mishneh that says it was done for seating arrangement in order to fit more seats, and since the acoustics of the synagogue are usually good, so therefore they can hear the hazan from all seats.